Students pledge their willingness to be arrested at a modest but historic stand of defiance against authority in a country still making the transition from an autocratic military government towards democracy. For the first time in 26 years, activists gathered on the prohibited spot of Yangon University's Student Union, dynamited by the first military junta in 1962. The site is also a symbolic memorial for all student demonstrators who have died in this country going back to the era of British colonialism. Now, a new generation of students is on the march, seemingly unafraid of a showdown with police.
My parents are actually worried for me and for my friend. But my father supports me to participate this strike.
This country was once reputed to have the best educational standards in Southeast Asia, but it's severely deteriorated under decades of authoritarian rule. Now these students would like it restored to the high level last enjoyed by their great-grandparents' generation.
Now our Burma's education system is the lowest country in even in Asian, even in Southeast Asian. So that it's we need to get a democratic education. We want autonomous university. We want freedom of education.
This is the same campus where on Friday U.S. President Barack Obama met with Southeast Asia student leaders. That could be why police have so far hesitated to break up the protests. Student leaders vowed to intensify their protest movement if their demands for educational reform are not met. That could lead to a confrontation reminiscent of the violent clashes with authorities of past decades. Steve Herman, VOA News, Yangon, Myanmar. Thank you.